John and Saul while walking along, a lame man begging alms by the gate. Straightway they told, we've no silver or gold, but for you a great treasure awaits. Now such as I have give I thee in the name of our Lord. Rise up and walk, and be not amazed that a cripple was raised. It's through Jesus we do great things. Great things are in store for the child.
Had a good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for being on board. Glad to have you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Overcast skies, 73 degrees. And I don't think we got any rain today. We'll look at the forecast and the radar. No, don't see any rain, but it does. We do have that overcast condition. And as a result of that, there is actually, I'm actually trying to look and watch to see a little bit more about the track of this storm, Nicholas. Yep, the Nicholas is slamming Texas, and lots and lots and lots of rain heading that direction. And so as always, seems like anymore, most of the storms, before all is said and done, seem like they find their way to the mountains. And it's just pretty amazing. Right now, I'm still watching. I'm looking at as many models as I can get my hands on. And really, there's not too much that's conclusive. But at the same time, I cannot get my spaghetti tracks to come up. And Daniel, look at that for me. See if you can get the spaghetti tracks for Nicholas. I can't seem to get them up on that particular one. I see several things, but the same area that got battered, Port Arthur, Lake Charles, the whole Beaumont, Texas, Lafayette, Baton Rouge, Houma, New Orleans, right? I mean, it's all of that's going to get some pretty heavy rain. But the big issue is how, right now it's going to stay like an I-10 storm. But by all indications, it's going to turn north. And then what's it going to do? Yeah, that's the question. They're saying some isolated rain out of that thing as much as 15 inches, but 5 to 10 common. New Orleans is expecting 10 inches of rain out of it. Yep, that's what they're saying. So anyway, we're watching it and trying to determine what it's going to mean for the mountains. About the last thing we need is another tropical storm. So we will see, won't we? We'll all see, I guess, here for too long. We'll know here in a day or two. Thank you for being on board. Let me quickly look at the maps and see what we got. I-26, you are off the pace in the construction zone, which is good, from the Asheville Airport almost to 146, Highway 146. Coming the other way, you're the same situation, but right around the intersection, the interchange, it's slower. You've also got some slowdown right there starting at the river, coming eastbound, and it's going to go moderate, and then it'll go slow again around 146, back to moderate to the airport, and then it clears up. Okay, that's what we see. And then I don't know what's going on in Malfunction Junction, but eastbound I-26 seems to be where the problem's at. Coming off of I-40, you've got traffic backing up on the ramp from I-40 eastbound to I-26 eastbound. Coming out of town, whether you want to call that 240 or 26, whatever you call it, but it's as it comes out, it's backed up beyond the 40 west ramp there in the big curve. So get on your brakes as you're coming around through there because it's very slow right there just for a little bit, and then it straightens up. If you're in town today, moderate traffic on the bridge, nothing major, and even moderate town on 240 westbound, and that's unusual. It's usually considered slow, but today it's considered moderate, okay? Maybe a little more weight than usual coming out of on down 25 south to get to the famous Mills Gap Road where everybody wants to turn. And then 25A also got a little wait to get there on that. The 191's good. The wait at Avery Creek is not long at all. 112's a lot of traffic, but there's nothing majorly backed up on it. So that's what we can see. That's what I know about. Looking to Tennessee, everything's fine that direction. Let me answer a question while I'm thinking about it. I just saw it here. The question was asked. It said, you didn't make it clear. Can you or can you not go through Crusoe to see the damage? And the answer is that it is legal to do so. There are some signs that say, no through traffic, but you can go through there. It is open. There are no barricades. There is a one lane. It's down to one lane. There's an automated traffic signal where the road washed out. It's only one lane in there where they're working on it. But I will say this. Everybody ought to take their children. You know, when I say children, I'm talking about, preteens and teens. They need to see that. They need to see what mass devastation looks like. They just need to see it. So I said, well, I'm going to try to keep my kids from seeing things like that. Well, I guess the point I took my grandkids, the thing that I want them to know is life is short. Life is uncertain. And possessions are nothing. People didn't get out with their possessions. They just got out with their lives and were thankful for it. So possessions mean nothing when you're fighting for your life. And we spend all our time getting possessions, and they can be taken away from us in the snap of a finger. And so, just saying, some of those possessions have been in those families for years, generations, and suddenly they're gone. Oh, yeah. Suddenly they're gone. Let me just right quick here look and see what that's about. Why is that slow? We've got a slowdown in Tuxedo, and it's just before Green River Road. I'm not sure what's going on right there, but there is a slowdown. 25 south before we get to Green River Road, and it's just a short space there, but it is slowed down. But I don't know exactly what that's about. Let's drop off the mountain right quick. Greenville's about like normal, and which means slow traffic on 85 north and south, just north of 385 up to about the airport. That happens every day. Yep. And so, all right. Let's quickly jump over here to our temperatures and see where we are. 73.9 is what I'm showing here at the studio. And I'm thinking these temperatures may be off a little bit today. I've got a 76 and Brevard. I've also got a 79 out of the Guyon Farm. That's about 5 degrees from where we are. There's a 78 at the airport. That was at 5 till 5, 78. And the humidity's up today at 60%. If you drop off into Greenville, Greenville-Spartanburg GSP, you're talking about, they're not reporting this afternoon. Is that odd or is that just me? Nope, they're not reporting. Well, I don't know what happened to the, okay, they just popped up. I got them now. They're showing 88 at 7 minutes till 5. They had 88 degrees with 40% humidity, 40% humidity. Dew point was 61. All right, so no precipitation that we can see. No, not yet. And is there a chance of some? Well, there's scattered stuff, out in Dixie, in the deep south from this storm, some of the spinoff and stuff. The storm is reaching pretty good ways. In other words, it's raining. This thing is centered, I guess it's still actually centered out in the, from the looks of it, looks like it's still out in the Gulf, to a degree, a big portion of it, but it's raining as far this way as Montgomery. So pretty big swath. I guess that's what, a couple hundred miles that the impact is having? Yeah. So anyway, let me change up here. Let's look at the forecast. It has changed a little bit. The chance of rain, they've increased their intensities just a little bit. Well, what's happened is this storm is stalling. And because it's just kind of quitting, it's really hard to forecast what's going to happen. But I can tell you this, if it stays down where it's at, it's going to still bring in moisture off the Gulf. And this could become a pretty bad rain event. And so
Tuesday to Thursday, yeah, it goes 50 miles.
There's no, wow. So yeah, so what they're saying is the reason I can't come up with a storm track, it looks like that it's going to move 50 miles between today and Thursday. The center will be about 50 miles from where it's at today. That's why you can't get a track on it. But there is a little wobble to the north. But bottom line, it's just sitting there. It's still spinning, and it is pulling moisture in. And that's a recipe for disaster right there. Road construction on 25 South. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that note. Paving on the road in Tuxedo. Thank you. Appreciate that. Paving being done in Tuxedo. Thank you. All right. Appreciate that. Let's see what the percentages look like. Cooling off for a few days. 77 tomorrow, 75 Thursday, 76 Friday, 78 Saturday. We'll be back into the, we're going to stay in the low 70s. They've taken the 80s off. So they've revised the forecast in the next week, so it looks like that I don't even see an 80-degree reading. Nope, I don't even have one in the 7-day forecast. So all 70s, lows in all 60s, not a big differential in the temperatures. But here's where we go. 20% of rain tomorrow evening. I know there's a lot of hay in the field. 40% Wednesday night, decreasing to 30. 30% Thursday, increasing to 50. 40% Thursday night. On Friday, 30% increasing to 60, 50 on Friday night for the ball game, decreasing to 30, 60% of chance of showers, and they are likely on Saturday, and 60% on Saturday night. That is probably what they're banking on as far as the storms move, but we're not sure. I don't know. I've not seen the breakdown exactly. 40% into Tuesday of next week. So we'll watch that, and I would say that this is one that very possibly could change. Let me just give you what they are saying about the storm in general, and this is just a general statement. Tropical Storm Nicholas is expected to slowly move. Tropical Storm Nicholas is forecast to weaken to a tropical depression slowly, where the main hazard is heavy rainfall. Nicholas will slowly move eastward to Louisiana and lose its tropical characteristics by Thursday evening. The system will produce heavy rain over parts of the central Gulf Coast through Thursday. Therefore, the WPC, which is what? Weather Prediction Center, I don't know, has issued a high risk of excessive rainfall for a small portion of the central Gulf Coast, with a moderate risk covering much of southern Louisiana through Wednesday morning. And this indicates that numerous to widespread flash flooding is expected across the region, including some areas that do not normally experience flash flooding. The excessive rainfall threat will weaken slightly to a moderate risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the central Gulf Coast on Wednesday into Thursday morning. Similarly, an excessive rainfall threat will continue to lessen on Thursday, while a slight risk of excessive rainfall over the region. However, the excessive rainfall threat may linger, as with other systems that have slowly spun down over the Gulf Coast region. And so, bottom line, they don't know what it's going to do. Yeah, it's just kind of hanging there, and so we'll just have to wait and see, I suppose, if it gets any clearer direction from the direction it's heading now. All right, On the 14th day of September, the general budget today is sponsored by Hominy Valley Independent Baptist Church in honor and appreciation of their pastor, Roger Patterson, and his wife, Donna, and in honor of the Lord Jesus Christ and his many blessings on the church for the past 43 years. And we salute Hominy Valley Independent and also want to say congratulations and appreciations to Pastor Patterson and his wife, Donna. God bless you. The network budget today is being sponsored by Scott and Kristen Galloway. It's in honor of Anna Bree Galloway and the day of her salvation, Friday, September the 13th, 2019, during a thunderstorm at the State Fair. She was 6 years old at the time. And so we say happy day. Amen. To God be the glory. Happy birthday today to Evangeline Masterson. I think I saw her and didn't wish her happy birthday. And so a happy birthday to Evangeline today. Also, Sammy and Martha Rice are celebrating their 45th anniversary today. Congratulations going out to them. Again, may God bless you with many more. We say things and do things oftentimes, sometimes we just look over the fact that we assume things. So let me give you one that happened over the weekend. I always talk about that these people are listening and watching. They're listening on the app. I say that a lot. But to a lot of people, they don't fully understand what that means. If you have a smartphone, somebody says, well, what does that mean? Well, if it's a flip phone, then chances are it's not considered a smartphone. But if it's a smartphone, it does more than phone calls and text. It also has data. And you can do things like email and you can download apps. That's a smartphone. They come in a variety of brands and sizes, but they're really kind of like a Ford and a Chevrolet. There's really two main brands and two main operating systems. There's what's called Android, and then there's Apple. And those are the two primary systems now. The rest of them have kind of fallen by the wayside. Now, if you have an Apple, there's only one place that makes apples, and that's Apple. And it's an iPhone, and that's it. If you have an Android, Android can be made by a number of countries, all kind of companies make smartphones, and most of them use the, if they're not Apple, then they have to use the Android, typically, the Android platform. Either way, we have apps for that. And what that simply means is that you can go to the App Store, you look up Anchor Broadcasting Network, and when you look it up and you find it, it will, you download it, make sure it's us, look around, make sure it's us. And once you get that thing, you're going to be shocked what you can do. If you miss a program, you can go back and listen to it. They're all posted. You can go back and listen to them. If you miss one of our features that we do, you can go back and catch up on it. As a matter of fact, all of the Pulpit Hour, you can go listen to any message you want to, anytime you want to. You can go look it up. You can look it up by the speaker. You can look it up by the message title. You can look it up by the scripture. And you can listen to it free of charge. You can also listen to the All Music channel. It's all the music that we play here on WGCR. It's all there for you. And you can listen to it. It's not on demand, but you can listen to it. And it plays, let's call it the music channel. And it plays, well, I don't know how many it plays. If a song's 3 minutes long, it plays 20 songs an hour. And in 24 hours, how many would it play? Yeah, a bunch. And it plays all the time. Okay? It could be a couple of different ways. Depends on what you have. We're known as the Anchor Broadcasting Network, ABN. But they're also, on some of the app stores, it's known as WGC Radio. WGC and the R spells radio. WGC Radio. Okay? But it needs to pop up ABN ultimately. Once you get there, you can do all kinds of stuff. You can watch services. You can watch preaching. You can watch singing. You can listen to preaching. We have a channel that's nothing but preaching. It preaches about 30 messages a day, and we have thousands of preachers on there, many who have already gone on to be with the Lord. And so real opportunity there. So the ABN app is an amazing little thing. And if you have Wi-Fi in your home or at work, it won't cost you nothing to listen to it. If you use your data, you know, then that's, of course, cost. But many now have unlimited data, so it don't cost you anything extra. All right? And the other part of it is, it's also a radio. Yeah, you touch the WGCR Live button, and you listen to what I'm saying. It's about 30 seconds behind what I'm doing right now, so it's about 30-second delay. But you can take the radio anywhere. People who can't hear the FM, oh, yes, you can. You can hear it over the app. It's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Of course it is. So, yeah, GCR can go with you internationally. It can travel with you. It can go anywhere. So you got all of those features, all of those things, and four main functions. It does the radio, which is WGCR.net. It does the music channel, nothing but music, and an ID once every 15 minutes. It does the preaching channel, preaching 30 messages a day, nothing but preaching. If there's any music, it's the introduction song, Brethren, We've Met to Worship. And then the video channel. There'll be two or three different songs, groups that have been videoed, and they'll sing, and then there'll be a preacher come up and preach. And it's all live, it's all video, and you can watch it. Now, here's the neat part. Not only do we have apps that we have paid for and designed for your telephone, but we also have apps that we have paid for and designed for your television. Yeah. If you have a smart television, we've got an app for that. We do. We currently have apps that are on the Amazon Fire Stick app. And so now in Transylvania County, the cable system is going, Comporium is moving to the Amazon Fire Stick. And you can have Comporium, and right beside it, you can have ABN. On mine, my ABN app is right beside my Comporium app. And I can click on it, and I can watch messages. I can listen to messages. I can listen to music. I can listen to the radio right over what's going on, right over my television. Sure can. Yeah, over your television. So on an Amazon Fire Stick, the other one is the, help me, Google, is it Google Television? Is that right? And then there is Apple TV. And there's Roku. So I know we have four apps that are currently running. And if you have any four of those things, and the new smart TVs have most of them built into them. But if you have an older television, that's, as long as it's flat screen and can accept HDMI, you can, if you have internet, you can buy a Fire Stick, you can buy a Roku, you can buy, I guess it's, what's it called? Google Play or whatever it is, and put in there. And of course, not only do you get all this on-demand stuff just from having a smart TV, all kinds of channels, all kinds of stuff, but ABM has an app. So now you can listen, watch, and everything. Yeah, real neat. You can watch services. You watch them live right off of that same app. Sure can. So when we say the Anchor Broadcasting Network, sometimes it, you know, well, it's just a little country station here, you know, a little station out here in the country that's playing music. Well, that's how we started. But God is blessed, and it's gotten just a little bigger than that. We're now the nation's largest gospel AM station. We are the oldest internet gospel station. And we're heard internationally in countries around the world all the time, day and night. And now with the multiple channels and the multiple things that you can do, the Roku, the Google, the Apple, and the Amazon, all of those apps, as well as the you know, the music channel, the video channel, the preaching channel, the WGCR.net channel, all of that is available. All of that is available on the apps now. So if you don't have and are not taking advantage of the WGCR app, I would encourage you to do so. All right, let's see who's with us. Augusta, Georgia. Brevard, North Carolina. Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Englewood, Colorado. Greenville, South Carolina in multiple places. Greer, South Carolina. Let's see, Hendersonville, North Carolina. Houston, Texas, and lots of it. And Madison, Indiana. Marion and Morrisville and Murphy, North Carolina. Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Plymouth, Minnesota. Raleigh, North Carolina. San Jose, California. Springdale, Arkansas. Silva, North Carolina. The United Kingdom in multiple places here today. Weaverville, North Carolina, and West Chicago, Illinois, all on the app today. And these are not the TV apps. This is just the phone app. And by the way, I'm not even tracking the video channel. This is only, yeah, this is only the radio channels here. Okay, so yeah. Anyway, we appreciate you being with us and appreciate God's blessing. Also watching today. And appreciate folks who log on with their app or smartphone or with their app on their television. Good to see Miss Martha, Mr. Jerry, Candace down in Woodstock. We've got Pakistan on board with us. We've got the Philippines on with us and a couple of connections in the house. Kathy's watching from Mills River. And good to see Miss Nava. Thank you for being on with us. Yeah, glad to have you in the Philippines. Sure, glad to have all of you. And, okay, so let me go to the text line. 4412 says, God bless Israel, Pastor Barton, and Anchor Broadcasting. And by the way, if you want to text us, 577-1296, 577-1296, 577-1296. Someone says, this might be a silly question, but someone asked, can animals get the COVID? And I had somebody ask that question, and they don't think so. Okay, they don't think so. So there, as far as we know, there's not been any report of it that I've heard of. So somebody might Google it and prove me wrong, but I've not heard. Okay. Somebody else is wanting to say, what's the name of the barbecue place in Haywood County? And the answer is, I don't know. But I told you I was going to get it, didn't I? But I didn't. Where's my phone at? What did I do with my phone? I've lost it. Here it is. I tell you what let's do. Let's text Pastor Tice and let's ask him what the name of that barbecue place that did that for them. What he's talking about is, what was the name of the BBQ place I'm trying to type and talk that served y'all Sunday. He announced it from the pulpit who it was. I'm going to send that over to Pastor Tice, see if he'll answer. A barbecue place in Haywood County, realizing that it was their homecoming, realizing that their church had been damaged beyond use, and they were meeting under a tent, realizing that, you know, the congregation couldn't bring refrigerated food and didn't have all the other things. They brought their catering trailer and catered a barbecue dinner for the East Fork Baptist Church in Crusoe Sunday. It touched me. I'm just going to tell you it did. I would get in the car and drive over there just to support them, just because of that. Yeah, sure. And I've got someone in medicine who is responding, dogs and cats can get COVID. It is possible, but it's very rare. Okay, thank you for that. Appreciate that. How do we make sure you can see my location? iPhone, I listen 2 to 3 times a week. Well, there's no way to make sure. I can't always see you. And basically what it is, the URL codes, you know, your numbers, every time you make a connection, it has a number and where you connect through. So basically, I know that an 828 area code is Western North Carolina. And I also know that 884 is a Brevard prefix. You won't find 884 any other place except in Transylvania County. And I know that. So if I see 828-884 calling me, I'm pretty sure that call is coming from Brevard or Transylvania County. Now, that's the same way that you decipher where people are coming from with when they log on to your app. It's the same principle. They look at your state or your country, and then your state, and then your town, and you know they can't see you, but they can see that part of your log on, and by doing that, they can get an idea where it's at. Okay. I'm thinking he's not answering. I'm thinking it was something smoke, but I can't. My memory's not good. Maybe some of my family that was with me can remember what it was, but I don't know. Yeah. Somebody's also saying go inside location services and allow the app to pass the traffic. Okay. Well, now see, you told me something I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know that you could actually enable it to pass location services. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad we did that. I'm glad we had this talk, aren't you? Yeah. All right. Let me, talking about Crusoe and talking about disaster, we recognize a pledge that came in today. And our thanks to Jeremy of Brevard, a $340 gift. This is for the hurricane relief, the Fred, for local. And we appreciate that very, very much. God bless you. Thank you for that. Also, let me mention that we... are still, matter of fact, I've got a team leaving here in the morning, and we had nine, and two had to cancel. They were from Brother Rudy's church, and they're involved in the funeral for Miss Rose, Brother Rudy's father-in-law. His funeral, he died of COVID Sunday morning, 77. And so a couple of the guys are in part of their pallbearers, part of the funeral, and so they are staying back. So now I think we're down to seven, maybe eight, and so we are, we've got them leaving in the morning. They're going to go to fly to San Juan. They're going to start loading the ship. We're going to load out the medical containers, all of that stuff, sent down the beds and all the other things. That's all going to St. Vincent. Now, that's where the volcano tore up the country back in, I guess it was, the latter part of April. And so we're still working that island, still working that thing. And of course, the disaster there and the product that we have on board have been ordered by the hospital system. We've been able to donate a great deal of product to the hospital system of the island on behalf of the Baptist churches there. So that's what this trip is. They'll load it out. They're going to leave. They'll be gone about a week. They'll come back in, and then we will load our next Haiti load. And I'm running just a little short on Haiti. We kind of spent the money twice, one of those accounting things. And what got me was I'm having to fly a crew in down there. I've got to fly the team in tomorrow. And so that ended up costing a little more than anyway, we knew that, but we bought some stuff, put on the ship. So let me tell you how that works. Somebody that might say, well, now we support Sea Hope and we support Anchor, and both of you all are raising money for Haiti. It's true, but let me explain to you the difference. The money raised by Sea Hope is for the ship and the fuel and the meals for the crew and all of those things, the dock fees, everything to do the mechanical part of it, okay, from point A to point B back to point A. That's the Sea Hope side of Haiti. So when you give to Haiti Relief, Sea Hope, that's you're going into the logistics side of it, the mechanical side, the ship side of it. When you give through ABN or through Anchor Broadcasting Disaster, I should say, network, anchorbaptistdisaster.net, when you're doing that, you're actually putting the product on the ship. And so we are putting some more food. We're putting some tarps possibly. We're putting a bunch of metal. We're putting wood to build shelters. And then we're also, we had a sponsor, a group called Reaching Our Caribbean out of Key West, Florida, sponsored 700 children. And they are sponsoring school supplies for 700. And so that's exciting. And so be able to take those children in that area, some school supplies, little book bags and pencils and things like that. So somebody said, what's that got to do with disaster? Well, when you don't have anything, that's going to make a lot of children happy. And so, you know, we can't take them a toy. And so we're going to take them some school supplies. And they will just think that's the finest thing. And so all that's a part of what we do and part of what we're doing. But anyway, we're still working the St. Vincent. We're still working Haiti. I don't even know how many storms ago Haiti was. And, of course, we're still working locally in Transylvania and Henderson counties. The damage done, and of course, it spilled over into Buncombe County. There was damage in Buncombe County. So, anyway, we delivered furniture this morning to one of the flood victims. They found him a place to rent, and so we were able to furnish a dresser, chest of drawers, a recliner, end table, and some a gift card to be able to go to Lowe's and get some things that they needed to spruce up the place and to do a little bit of maintenance on the place. And so we appreciate very much folks who have allowed us to do that. You are the hands and feet of this thing. Thank you. The name of the company that did this, that came over and catered to the East Fork Baptist Church in Crusoe, North Carolina for their homecoming because they couldn't cook or didn't have a fellowship hall, Appalachian Smoke is the name of it. Appalachian Smoke, they're the ones who came and donated that homecoming. Appalachian Smoke, and that's directly from Mark Tice, the pastor. So, yeah, amen. I'm glad we got that straightened out. I'm glad we know what it was. Do. Also, what's going on? Okay, well, we got the big trucks going back out. We were in, last week we left here and went to Ohio, picked up a load of tracks, come back down through Beckley, West Virginia, topped the truck off, and haul 40,000 pounds of scripture and tracks to the port of Miami. And then they left there, come back up, went all the way to Pascagoula, Mississippi, and picked up a load of Bibles, whole Bibles, brought them back here. We reloaded, and our drivers had some doctor's appointments. They're getting ready to head out again. We're going back to the port of Miami. And all that product is going to South America. So, oh yeah, we're shipping, I think, 60,000 pounds of Bibles, scripture portions, tracts, all gospel literature. I ship into to the city of Santa Cruz and the country of Bolivia for it to be distributed throughout Central South America to the Spanish-speaking countries. So, hallelujah for that, and we're excited about the publishing part. We don't actually print scripture anymore, but we carry it for those who do. We carry raw materials to the printing presses. We carry the finished product back and forth. We haul the covers. We haul all kinds of things. And, of course, we haul, of course, disaster as well, but we haul all things related to publishing. And we've got a W900 Kenworth that is dedicated pretty much to that with a 53-foot trailer. And we're grateful to the Lord for how He has provided for that. And we're thankful how the Lord has helped us. Give Him the glory and appreciate that. Well, we appreciate all that the Lord is up to, and He is up to some things. Let me give you an update on Miss Janice Sexton. She's a member of our church. Brother Butch Sexton, he is with Imoco, a commercial industrial electrician with Imoco. Miss Janice spent her career as a nurse, I think with the Part E system, and she came down with non-alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver, and she was in almost complete liver failure. And someone stepped forward, a live donor stepped forward, and gave half of their liver. And so the operation occurred yesterday morning at Duke Medical Center in Raleigh, and the donor is fine, and they put the liver in. They did not even have it completely hooked up. They put the blood vessels to it, those things, and the liver began to function and produce bile before the procedure was even complete. And so it's just a miracle. And they said it was a textbook surgery. It only took about 7 hours. They were expecting to take 8 to 9. 7 to 9, I think it was. It only took about 7. And they were just very pleased with all of her outcome. And so I know folks have been praying, and I know folks have been certainly following her on Facebook and her plea for a liver. Well, God heard and answered that prayer. And so we are trying to help them financially. A organ transplant with the best insurance known to man. An organ transplant can absolutely leave you paying for the rest of your life. And of course, Butch is out of work for 12 weeks. And so we have a fund that is established to try to help them. And we transfer funds to their bank account once a week on Mondays. And so if folks want to give, and it'd be tax deductible through Anchor, you're certainly welcome to. Just make sure on the line, make it payable to Anchor, but on the bottom line, you put Janet Sexton, okay? And of course, it will not be taxable to her because this is a catastrophic event and it is a documented event. And so same thing with these flood victims. They do not pay tax on the relief that they get because it is a certifiable. Matter of fact, I had the county to certify our entire list. I had the list, but I wanted to make sure the county had it too. And we compared notes, and the county certified all these people were indeed victims of the storms. And as a result of that, we're eligible to receive help and have no tax liability whatsoever on it. And so that's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing. And so we bless the Lord. Change gears, 90,000 out of power in Louisiana right now from Tropical Storm Nicholas. Yep, 90,000. And it's still pouring the rain, and it's coming down in buckets. And it's a bad situation. About 40-mile-an-hour wind with it currently. But it's battered New Orleans, and it's actually down around Houston's where the actual eye of the thing's at. Maybe just off the coast of Houston. But where it's at, it's bringing, because it's counterclockwise, it's bringing all the moisture out of the Gulf, out of that warm moisture out of the Gulf, up onto land. And so, yeah, it's just not a good scenario at all. It's not that strong of a storm. It's actually, I said it's in Houston, it's about 50 miles east of Houston. Yeah, so just below Lake Charles, right there. But you know what happened the last time in Houston, how bad it was, how it rained and all that? Yeah. So Houston will flood, and it just, just a good shower flood Houston, and I'm not kidding. Could have Brazil with us this afternoon. Bem-vindo to our friends in Brazil, and they speak Portuguese, and so we're glad to have them on with us. It's spelt similar to Spanish, but it's pronounced quite differently, yeah. All right. Well, again, thank you for being with us. Thank the Lord for His mercy, and thank God for His grace. And folks, when we say we, just to make sure you understand, we means me and you and all the other folks that help make all this possible. We're just the water hose. I'm telling you, God's the spigot, and we're just the water hose trying to get it over there to where the need's at. And God, through you, does amazing things. And somebody said, oh, if half of what that preacher says is true, said it'd be a miracle. I don't know how to tell you. I only get, about 50 minutes. And what I'm just going to tell you this. The half has never been told what God does. I'm just telling you. I don't usually do this, but I just want to share with what I'm talking about. I rarely share church blessings because I don't want people to say, well, nobody does that for our church. So I don't talk much about the blessings to our church. But they happen. We had a family that changed states. They moved. And they must have had a big piece of land. I don't know. But they bought a Skag mower. For you men, if you know what I'm talking about, a skag is one of the top mowers among commercial mowers. It's got the 27 horsepower Kawasaki engine in the rear. It's a zero turn. It's the Cheetah. It is one of the fastest production mowers. A skag will mortally fly. We had one donated Bundy that has 300 hours on it. It is a $13,000 lawnmower, and it was gift to us. And I don't say that to brag, but I would be remiss if I didn't brag on the Lord and say, you know, while we're giving and doing, God's meeting our needs too. It's just stunning. The Lord did that. We've got a Kubota, but it's got a lot of hours on it, and it's starting to give us a little trouble. And we've got another place that we're going to put it. We've been having the haul mowers all summer, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And now we're going to get this other one fixed up, and I don't think we're going to have to haul them anymore. We're going to have one for each place. And that's just going to be phenomenal. But what about that? A 300 hours on a Skag commercial lawnmower, a Skag Cheetah, a Cheetah by Skag. We would never have considered buying a mower like that. No way. We got 10 acres, but never would have considered buying because it's just too expensive. $13,000 for a lawnmower, that's crazy. But the Lord saw fit to give us one. And so I say happy day. It's got its own suspension. The driver you're not even hooked to the frame. It's got all these, it floats. The whole thing floats where you sit. And got shock absorbers and everything on it. It's amazing. It's a great big old thing. And I've not been on it yet, but I just say to God be the glory. And the Lord did that. So, like I say, the half has never been told. Amen. Thank you for this afternoon for being with us. Thank the Lord for His mercy. And certainly thank God for His grace. We've been doing some research on cytokine storms. And it has to do with the spike protein that's in the vaccine and also in the virus. And there's just been some things that have been going on that's of concern. And so been doing some study. And a lot of what we're trying to study is so fresh, it's not been peer-reviewed yet. So it's hard to get on the radio and talk much about it. But anyway, some reason for concern, and also some reasons that people crash 3 weeks out after COVID. Now, a little bit more understanding of what happens when they're that far out. You think they're getting better, and they suddenly die. And so, yeah, been trying to do some research and study and ask a lot of questions. Why are we seeing this? Okay. Thank you for being with us. Thank God for His mercy. And you can't ever outgive our Lord. That's right, Arkansas. God bless you. Appreciate you being on. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you. Lord, to say thank you seems so weak. Lord, it seems so anemic. But Lord, our mouths don't know how to form any greater words other than to say from the deepest recesses of our soul, thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your help, for your intervention. Thank you for intervening in Miss Janice's life. Lord, pray that her body, Lord, would not reject this liver, and Lord, that you would bless her recovery, and Lord, do a work there that only you can do. Lord, thank you again for loving us. I pray for all of these that have COVID. I pray for all those that work with it day by day. I pray for those in the hospital, for those on respirators. Lord, intervene in the lives of these families. We'll give you the glory and get out of the way. In Christ's name, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being on board. I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Till we meet again, whether on the air or in the air, may God richly bless you, is our prayer.
I'm John Scott. Tropical storm Nicholas has slowed to a crawl over the Houston area after making landfall earlier as a hurricane, knocking out power to 500,000 homes and businesses. Correspondent Seth Borenstein reports, unfortunately, there's potential for more tropical weather very soon.
We have two other systems that the National Hurricane Center is watching. One of them is not too far from the East Coast. It's off of the Bahamas. And that one is weak right now. It's not a tropical depression, not a tropical storm.
Nicholas also drenching storm-battered Louisiana. Secretary of State Antony Blinken facing a second day of congressional questions today about the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. The top two members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez and Idaho Republican James Risch, both assail the withdrawal as a failure in their opening remarks. Also at SRNNews.com, the California governor recall election underway, and Republicans hoping for a strong showing of in-person voting. The election will determine if Democrat Gavin Newsom remains in office. COVID-19 deaths and cases are up.
The U.S. is averaging